This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now. A school board has passed a new policy regarding sexually explicit content in textbooks. Meanwhile, Allegheny County recently conducted mosquito treatments to minimize the risk of West Nile. There's some pleasant summer weather ahead. And here's what Pennsylvanians love to top their Sundays with the most. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. In a 6-3 vote, the Central Buck School Board this week has passed a new policy prohibiting any textbooks and supplemental materials that could, quote, expose minor students to age-inappropriate content, reports the Bucks County Courier-Times. This means restricting materials containing, quote, visual or visually implied depictions, unquote, as well as, quote, explicit written depictions, unquote, of sexual acts. Exceptions include educational materials concerning abuse or procreation. Parental consent must also be given before a student can use any educational materials that may contain this type of content, with the most restrictive requirements concerning elementary schools. The district, in a similar vein, approved a policy at the end of July that allows for any resident to challenge the appropriateness of school library books. Yesterday evening, the Allegheny County Health Department sprayed mosquito pesticide around the south side, reports the Tribune Review. This was done to decrease the risk of West Nile, as there have been a number of mosquito samples in the area that have tested positive for the virus. Another round of spraying is scheduled to take place on Monday between 8 and 11 p.m. It finally won't be unbearable outside, forecasts Penn Live. This weekend is looking cool. Well, cooler and rain-free. Today's going to be a high of around 81 and sunny, and tomorrow, same deal. Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 80, and it might rain after 8 p.m. Enjoy! You can top a Sunday with pretty much anything, says Penn Live, but everyone has their favorites. And after Shane Co. surveyed over 2,000 people across the country, they were able to determine which was the most popular Sunday topping in each state. Pennsylvania's was chopped nuts, followed by crushed Oreos. Pennsylvanians also seem to like to include some Reese's and M&M's on top, plus hot fudge or chocolate sauce, whipped cream, and a cherry, but no sprinkles. How do you not have sprinkles on ice cream? Happy Friday! To keep in the know over the weekend, drop by PennLive.com. And if you could please kindly give this podcast a rating or share it around, it would be most appreciated. Thanks ahead of time. And as always, thanks for sticking with us. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll see you next week for some hot off the presses Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.